Leading the news, Brisbane police have released CCTV footage of the final hours of murdered French student Sophie Colombe as the hunt for her killer intensifies. Ms. Colombe's body was found in the Riverside Park in South Brisbane, and police spent the night patrolling there in the hope of finding more information. West Australian voters return to the polls tomorrow for a rerun of the Senate election that will decide the fate of the federal government's legislative agenda. Last year's Senate vote was declared invalid after more than 1,300 ballots went missing. Prime Minister Tony Abbott will formally announce Australia's next Defence Force Chief today. Air Marshal Mark Binskin is expected to replace outgoing Defence Chief General David Hurley. It's part of several changes in the top ranks of the Australian military. Wild storms have been lashing Sydney and large parts of southern New South Wales overnight, causing widespread flash flooding. Two people were rescued when their cars became stranded in floodwaters. The roof was ripped off a hotel at Bargo in what the owner has described as a mini tornado. The State Emergency Services received about two dozen calls for help. And the search resumes this morning for the remains of a woman taken by a shark on the New South Wales south coast. 63-year-old Christine Armstrong was swimming with a group between Tathra Wharf and Tathra Beach yesterday morning when she was attacked.